Hello and welcome back to Coffee and Catechism, a regular podcast on the Catechism of the Anglican Church in North America. I am but your amateur catechist, Richard Reeb. This is a production of Amateur Anglican. I've been gone. I'm sorry. So much going on. So, first, prayer. Today is the 9th of June, the year of our Lord, 2023. Let's do a collect for faith on this Friday. Lord Jesus Christ, by your death you took away the sting of death. Grant to us, your servants, so to follow in faith where you have led the way, that we may at length fall asleep peacefully in you and wake up in your likeness, for your tender mercy's sake. Amen. I'm actually doing this afternoon. Yesterday was my birthday. Had a fun time with my family. Took some time off from work because I just kind of needed a break from it. Ate probably a little too much, but just generally spent time with people. I'm really having a hard time finding a new routine with the catechism recording, with the way work has shifted since we're back after the pandemic and all of that. And I'm really trying to figure out how to squeeze it. The old pattern that allowed me to do this has essentially disappeared. And I'm having to try to carve out new pieces of time at other points to do this. That sounds so oblique, I know, but just it's how my work works in terms of when I have to be there during the day. And that has shifted irrevocably, and I can't do anything about it. So interferes with how I had originally done this, and et cetera. So again, you're not listening to the podcast to hear my travails. So let's get back to the catechism. We are up to question 205 in the catechism. What help do you seek from God in the face of temptation? Answer. I ask God to increase my faith to trust him, enliven my conscience to fear him, soften my heart to love him, and strengthen my will to obey him, that I may resist evil and stand in the face of temptation. So 205, what help do you seek from God in the face of temptation? There's multiple layers to this answer. I ask God to increase my faith to trust him, enliven my conscience to fear him, soften my heart to love him, and strengthen my will to obey him, that I may resist evil and stand in the face of temptation. All right, let's go through some scriptural references. First is from Proverbs 2. My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you, understanding will guard you, delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverted speech, who forsake the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perverseness of evil, men whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways, So you will be delivered from the forbidden woman, from the adulteress with her smooth words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God, for her house sinks down to death and her paths to the departed. None who go to her come back, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you will walk in the way of the good and keep to the paths of the righteous, for the upright will inhabit the land, but those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treacherous will be rooted out. Next is from the Gospel of our Lord according to St. Matthew. 4:11. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. Next is the Gospel of our Lord according to St. Luke, chapter 22:31-32. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you, that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. Next is from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 12-14. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. And the final scriptural reference is the Epistle of St. James, chapter 4, verses 5-10. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the scripture says, he yearns jealously over the spirit that he has made to dwell in us? But he gives more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So, question, what help? So what kind of help do you seek from God in the face of temptation? So first part, I ask God to increase my faith to trust him. 2, enliven my conscience to fear him. 3, soften my heart to obey him. 4, strengthen my will to obey him. And 5, that I may resist evil. And 6, stand in the face of temptation. Increase, enliven, soften, strengthen, resist, and stand. For about two and a half months, my morning practice has been to read whatever the proverb is for that day of the month. So if it's the first of the month, I read Proverbs 1. And then if the day is shorter than 31 days, I read whatever on the 30th day, I read whatever's remaining through 30 and 31. I highly recommend this along with doing morning prayer, but reading Proverbs is great fatherly advice. Like, you just can't beat it with a stick. It is just gorgeous stuff. As it should be. I mean, you know, I'm trying to remember if it was Spurgeon. I'm sure multiple people have said this, you know, defend the Bible. Good grief. I don't need to defend it. It can defend itself. It's a lion. It will eat you alive. Proverbs. So Proverbs 2, you listen to this, listen to the understanding, listening to knowledge. Give your ear to me and come and walk uprightly. You know, stay away from the evil people. Evil people bring evil ways. There's plenty of evil in our own hearts, but hanging out with evil people will, you know, sort of in the way that fissionable material for reactors, you get it close together, just sort of increases the power. This process of getting close to evil people draws more evil out of you. So get away from the evil people. And then there's, of course, varying degrees of that. People who are there's people who are unpleasant because their lives are a wreck. But there are evil people. I mean, we've all met some evil people. You don't want them in your friends group. If you walk with evil people, walking away from it could be exceedingly difficult. I realize that. But it's the beginning step of something that would be... God is calling you out of it to something much, much better. You know, from whatever broken patterns you're in, step away from it. To walk in, you know, forsake the paths of uprightness, to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perverseness. These people are crooked. Walk away from it. Walk away from all of it. We've all had to, at some point in our lives, walk away from it. And God ultimately, so you know, it's not a promise for this life that the wicked will be cut off from the land. Eventually, they will be. And when Christ comes and sets us up His kingdom, however that comes about, the wicked will be cut off from the land. They will all be uprooted. Unfortunately, on this side of the veil, none of that's. That's not all going to happen. There will still be wicked people who, seem to prevail for a time. And it'll come crashing back down, but plenty of people will die in the process. I'm really getting really far afield of the question. What help to seek from God in face of temptation? Well, I guess there's also the first component of it is just realize that there's such a thing as temptation. It can come from the world. It can come from yourself. It can come from others rising up to draw you away from God. And so here's, I'll go to Augustine of Hippo. So Augustine. Students of these revered writings should be advised not only to learn the kinds of expressions in the Holy Scriptures, to notice carefully how they are customarily expressed, and to remember them, but also to pray that they may understand them. And this is chiefly and especially necessary. Indeed, in these books, this is Proverbs we're talking about, which they are studying earnestly, they read that the Lord gives wisdom, and out of His mouth comes prudence and knowledge. It is from Him that they have received that zeal for study. If it is endowed with piety. Here ends the reading. And a quick reminder on piety, a quality of being religious or reverent. So it's a way of understanding it, understanding that it is above you. You're not above it. You're not above the readings of Proverbs. You're under it. So it's important to be reverently studying the Scriptures, understanding that they are instructing you. You are not instructing it. If something seems difficult, if something seems hard or even impossible, maybe you're not understanding it correctly. Or it is meant to be understood as impossible, except through the power of Christ. But a always come to scripture as the student, not as the master, but as the student. So study Proverbs with piety, with reverence. And so then Matthew 4, of course, it says following the temptations of Jesus, the devil left him, and then immediately follows with Simon, the story from Luke, which is Christ telling Simon Peter that he's going to be sifted like wheat, but once you have turned, strengthen your brothers. I would say, off the top of my head, there's a couple things to pull from this. One is, Christ knew at some point the devil would leave him. Like, after pushing back, there's a point in which the devil just leaves you, because he's not getting anywhere. Now, the flip side of that is in Simon Peter being tempted to deny Christ, and he denies Christ. But he turns again back to Christ and then strengthens his brothers. So in failing the test, Jesus passing the test, and Peter failing the test of his faith, betraying Christ, comes back again, right? As opposed to Judas, who he despaired, hung himself. To be, turn around back to Christ after realizing you've messed up, getting that repentance, asking for forgiveness, and then, you know, the strengthening of your brothers. I mean, Simon Peter goes on to be this really bold man who refuses to be crucified in the same way as his Lord, wants to be crucified upside down, making it even a longer process. But that's, you know, that's Simon Peter after this event. Again, he's been strengthened, right? We come back to asking the Lord to increase our faith, to trust him more, to enliven our conscience so that we'll fear him more, right? So we have a better sensitivity to that which is evil, as opposed to good. Soften my heart to love him more. So increase our faith in him and our in the endearment of our hearts towards him, and to strengthen my will to obey him. You know, give me some spine, give me some strength of will to resist evil and stand in the face of temptation. You know, the Jesus turned his face like flint towards Jerusalem. Right, he turned with strength towards it, facing everything that came at him. So then I'd like to turn to the Corinthians. That phrase, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. Don't think you're being tempted in any special way. Nobody's ever faced a temptation like I faced. Yeah, they have. We all have. Maybe not the exact same one, but similar. You know, we've all had those. We've all had temptations. They're all common to us. We've all faced temptation. None of us are that special. So be faithful. God is faithful, says God is faithful, and he will not let you to be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. So, and then therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry to escape it, that you be able to endure it. Right? So sometimes it's running away from whatever the thing is that's tempting you. It could also be learning to, undo previous habits that got you to the place of the temptation or the sin that led to the temptation that led to the sin. So uprooting, working backwards from whatever the sin was to what enabled you to sin, right? What are those things? Well, first of all, of course, you're a sinner, but is there things like, in Proverbs it says, I saw a young man wandering at late in the evening near the prostitute's house, right? Don't walk that way. And there's plenty, you can apply that principle all kinds of ways, right? To whatever the thing is that's tempting you. Don't walk near the house. Don't walk, what is it you need to do in that particular situation to get you away from that temptation? It's not that it's easy all the time, but in the particular case of the young man wandering too close to the prostitute, it's, don't walk in the evening near that place. So here's John Chrysostom on this. Once again, Paul casts down the pride of those who think they know it all. For if the Israelites, who had such great privileges, suffered these things, and if some were punished merely because they were heard to complain, how much more shall we suffer if we are not careful? Anyone who relies on himself will soon fall. For the way in which we stand in this world is not secure, it will not be, until we are delivered out of the waves of this present life into the peaceful haven of eternal rest. Therefore, do not be proud of your standing, but pay attention so that you will not stumble. If Paul was afraid that it might happen to him, how much more ought we to be afraid also? Here ends the reading. Don't rest on the confidence of yourself, but rest in Christ. That's where the strength comes from. I think it was Martin Luther who said, if you have a busy day, you should probably, if you have a difficult day ahead, you should probably pray twice as much. Don't shorten the prayers because the day's going to be a busy one because it's full of temptations. Maybe get up early and do some extra prayers before that difficult day so that you have the strength, remembering where you get the strength. The source, right? The source of all life, light, the way, the truth, and the life, right? Without Christ, without Jesus to guide us, we're lost. He is the way. We must always turn back to him. That's where our standing is, everything. It's not me and me being an Anglican. It's me and me being in Christ and Christ being in me. And trusting and constantly relying on that grace that he gives us, remembering that it is he who has saved us, not we ourselves. Okay, so we're about 23 minutes. I think it's time to wrap it up. Let's see, all the things I'm supposed to say. Please like and share this on social media. I would really much appreciate it. There's more catechism work being done out there, and that's fantastic. Like I've said before, if you think you can do better than I do, please do so. Like to see all of that. There's the Air Force Chaplaincy, I think, is working on some of this. I've been seeing some of their stuff. There's other options besides little old me. There's also a link in the show notes if you'd like to donate to the cause to help defray some of the costs and maybe help improve some of the ways this gets delivered. Eventually, I'm going to have to change the website because I won't have enough with as many podcast episodes as I need to make to finish the catechism. I'm not going to have enough. My ESS feed will not support that many. So I'm going to have to figure out how to move it at some point in the next year or year and a half. depending on the pace. So I'll have to move it to a new home, or maybe the website will upgrade and I'll have more episode possibilities. Don't know. Let's see. I'm not drinking any coffee this morning, or it's actually the afternoon that I'm recording it. I actually have some Fresca, so slightly different. Having to been messing with my at home desk. It's pretty much a wreck again. I gotta fix it. Too much stuff all over it. Anyway, what was I talking about? Right. So let's close it with prayer. Thank you all for listening. And thank you so much for listening. A prayer for mission. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night. And give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake.